Blessed Brian, blessed. Ooh, yes, good lad. Ooh, doing it. Oh, yes. This is the Rob Rouse podcast, and there will be some bad language in it. Ooh, yes.
And I looked in the mirror, and I saw a man in his 40s sweating profusely, and I thought, I don't know who I am. And I started crying. Hello, dear listener, and welcome to episode 8 of the Rob Rouse podcast. Thank you very much for downloading this. I really appreciate you doing that. So where are we? I'm talking quietly because I'm in a hotel. It's very late at night, but I want to get this podcast up. I've just done my first tour show at the Hanger Farm Arts Centre, which was a real joy to do. Thanks for everyone who came along to that. And it was interesting. It was really interesting because I have no side to this, but the audience was a hell of a lot older than I was expecting it was going to be. It was a good turnout, but I'd say the average age was 60, which put a very different spin on things. It's one of the great things about touring and doing these different places. You never know who's going to turn up. And also, too, a very old friend of my dad's was in the very front row. Because when I asked the audience at the start, has anyone seen me before? Just one bloke put his hand up and he said, I saw you when you were 3 months old. And he introduced himself. He's a man called Brian Quantrill and his lovely wife. And they live down in Southampton. And I'd not met him since I was a baby. Of course, I couldn't remember that bit. But it was a very interesting spin at the start of the gig. But he also told... I met him afterwards and he told me some lovely stories about my dad and how much my dad used to make him laugh when he was in the early part of his career when they used to work together. And it's very interesting, isn't it? Because you get used to a memory or a story of your parents, how you remember them. You know, yeah, it was a real eye-opener. It was wonderful. Hey, well, thank you for downloading this. If you enjoy the podcast, I ask you a simple favour. One, can you just tell, like, maybe 10 people that you like and put them onto it? It's completely free. And I would be immensely grateful. That would be lovely. And give us some nice feedback on iTunes or whatever you listen on. That would be much appreciated. And come and see me on tour. I'm on tour right through to Christmas and then in the spring afterwards. All the dates at robrouse.com/ tour dates. You press either way, go to the website, you'll work it out. You're bright people, you're wonderful people. Today, Pilates, which I think is a distillation of yoga. The very thought of it fills me with fear. But the idea is, up till Christmas at least, my wife will be taking me to do different things I haven't done or clearly don't want to do. So let's kick off with some Pilates.
Here's my podcast, I made it for you. Whoever you are, you can listen on the train or taking a bath.
Hello.
Hi.
Actually, I don't say hello to you, my wife. So this is the in the new incarnation of the podcast. You, Helen, have decided that each week you're going to choose something for us to do.
I thought it needed a kick up the arse.
Right.
What I thought it needed, because I thought 6 podcasts in over a year is not enough.
Not acceptable.
No.
You flat out accused me of being lazy.
Yeah. Mm. So I'm taking control.
Right, you're taking control, what, of the podcast?
No, I'm taking control of our activity schedule.
Right, well, and also because it'd be fair to say that now that the kids are both at school, we are now rattling around the house like two old people with nothing to do. Well, because you've got a multitude of things that you do. What, with your card-making business, the plays you're writing, and notwithstanding your dinner lady duties up at the school, which... I've always found deeply erotic for reasons I know not why, nor we have time to go into.
And I don't even have to wear a tabard or a hairnet.
No, which is...
Imagine that.
Could you get one, do you reckon? Could you get one?
I think it'd look quite strange in the playground.
No, it's purely for home use. it's a terrible sounding erotic game, but I come up to a serving hatch and you give me some chips and a couple of extra chips.
I know you love a dinner lady.
Then I sit down in front of you and eat it all up.
Anyway. You love the serving dinner ladies with the hairnets. You don't love the dinner ladies in the yard. You think that I'm like... I know you. I've seen you try and charm dinner ladies many, many times.
Yep.
But I'm not one of them.
No.
No.
But could I pretend you were?
I'm the stressed out one in the yard that's trying to stop them killing each other.
Or you're the one trying to make everyone eat their peas.
Sometimes I try and make people eat the peas.
I die. I need to be serving that dinner lady.
Yeah. I could have actually had a promotion to that job.
Could you?
Yeah.
Why didn't you go for it?
Because... But it pays better as well, you know.
It does, yeah, exactly. Pay scale.
Yeah, yeah. Because I didn't want to do that every day. The only reason I'm doing it on a Friday is because it covers my insurance for my drama lessons.
Okay, well, the honest answer actually is she failed a hygiene test. So today, excuse me for coughing straight at your face, what are we doing today?
We're going to a Pilates class in Castleton.
We're going to a Pilates class in Unknown Village. Now,
we're allowed to say names of villages.
Okay, we're going to a Pilates class in Castleton. What is Pilates? Is it like yoga?
No.
It's not like yoga.
Well, it is in the sense that it's some ladies in a church hall moving around relatively slowly, but it's not. But other than that, it's not particularly like, it's not as dynamic as yoga, I don't think.
Is that how you describe yoga? It's ladies in a church hall moving around slowly. For anyone who doesn't know what yoga is, so when Sting talks about doing all his yoga, essentially it's him and some old ladies moving slowly around a church hall.
No, something like yoga is slightly faster, but in a church hall in Castleton,
The
kind of yoga you'd be doing is pretty slow. So I imagine the kind of Pilates we're going to be doing is pretty slow as well. It's very, very, very small movements.
Right, and you call it Pilates, not Pilates?
I don't call
it's
it
spelled Pilates. Pilates, isn't it?
Isn't Pilates from the Bible?
I don't know. Pontius Pilate, you're thinking of. Yeah. Or Piles. I'm not... Pontius Piles, mates. So it's like yoga...
To a degree.
But what's the difference?
You don't move that much in Pilates. You're pretty still and you just do very, very small movements that hurt more than they should.
Right, so
I think
it's strenuous.
Well, I don't know. I don't think it's going to be that strenuous.
Okay.
Especially now, at 11 o'clock on a Monday morning.
Well...
The type of people who are going to go to a class at 11 o'clock on a Monday morning...
Is it being run by
in Castleton, in the village hall.
Yeah. Well, who knows? I mean,
I think
it could be...
going to be four very old ladies and us.
And me.
I don't think a man's ever been.
Well, here are my anxieties, my key anxieties about doing this. What do I wear?
What are you wearing? My
tracksuit trousers and a t-shirt.
And a t-shirt.
Crocs?
Take your Crocs off.
Crocs off? And then just trainers?
No, bare feet.
Okay. Do I need any equipment?
Oh, I might need to trim my...
Bush? Toenails? What are you going to trim?
My little toenail that's turned into a talon.
Okay, yeah, trim that. You don't want to slice open an old lady's carotid artery and have her bleed out in a church hall at 11 o'clock on a Monday morning. That would be horrific. It would make the parish news, wouldn't it? So what I'm wearing is all right.
Yeah.
Should I have a wash before I go?
I haven't.
For the record, my wife just sniffed her own armpit there. She's probably why she failed the hygiene test to be a dinner lady.
I haven't washed. I feel like I should... But I'm not going to, because I want to wash afterwards.
Okay.
So I'm going to maybe feel a little bit uncomfortable while I'm there.
Right.
Depending on how big the village hall is.
Okay, so we'll see how smelly you are afterwards.
Yeah.
That's worth checking. What if I need the loo while I'm doing it? Any activity I do, I think, where are the loos? Yeah. I need to know where they are.
Put your hand up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And say, please, might I go to the toilet, miss?
Simple as that. Yeah. Okay, just leave. Okay. Now, obviously, it's myth and legend. You've been to a lot of yoga in your time, I think. You've done quite a lot.
No, this isn't yoga. It's Pilates.
It's the same thing, isn't it? It's yoga with movements.
No, it's not like yoga.
Oh God!
I've only ever done one Pilates class in my life. I've never done Pilates.
And was it a little bit like yoga for me to keep using it as an analogy?
No, I wouldn't call it yoga because people who really like Pilates will be cross.
Yeah, but some cross emails into the podcast would be great because I could read them out the next week.
Yeah, no, it's not like yoga.
Yeah.
It's not like yoga.
Okay. But it feels like yoga to me. Do you do it on a yoga mat?
I don't know.
Do you have to take...
I can't remember. I did it once about 7 years ago.
Do you take yoga mats? Should we take your yoga mats?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
We can.
Well, if it's as small as you say, they might not be ready for two extra bodies, so maybe we should... Take your yoga mats.
We can take them if you want.
So it's yoga then, isn't it, basically? So the other thing I'm wondering about... maybe there is a move where you lie on your back and you like just put your feet out. So here's my main worry.
Farting.
Farting.
Mm.
Yes. Well, and to not to be too crude about it, but not just normal farting. There could be other kinds of farts happen in the room.
Men don't fart through their penises.
No, but I'm so the only man there, so I'm not...
Don't worry about your own. Don't worry about ours.
I'm not going to do a fanny fart or penis fart. But is there a chance that there might be some farting?
I don't think so in Pilates. I think the movements are so small. That only happens in yoga when you put your legs over your head and then bring them back down again.
Yeah, and that's when ladies do them.
Mm. But I don't think the movements are big enough to suck in any...
Any air. But if that does happen, how should I deal with it? What is the industry standard behaviour for if someone does a fanny fart in a yoga class?
Trying not to laugh.
So people do still find it funny.
Yeah.
Pull both knees in and pull your forehead in. Grab hold to your shins and give yourself a rock up. Okay. Let's...
So it wouldn't be abnormal if one of the old dears or you did a fanny buff.
Yeah.
Then it wouldn't be out of kind of kilter for me to...
Laugh.
To stifle a laugh.
Yeah.
Or to laugh, maybe, no, like let one...
But try not to.
No, of course. Yeah, of course. My first course of action would be to not draw any attention to whoever had released the vaginal air biscuit. But...
I don't think it's going to happen in Pilates. If that's what you're looking for... I don't think that's going to happen. I'm really sorry.
Oh, got it.
I know. I wondered why you were so keen on coming.
Well, no, I mean, that's not my entire reason for coming, the thought of hearing a fanny fart. Of course it's not. I hear enough of them around the house. Wow, is there anything you'd like to ask me about the incoming, impending Pilates class?
I mean, ideally, don't try not to cry.
Yeah? What you're doing there is you're trying to drag up old wounds, aren't you? I have got form, haven't I? A couple of summers ago, you took me to a hot yoga class in Sheffield.
I wish we'd have recorded that one.
I know. Well, at the time, I was getting ready for Edinburgh, and I was looking forward to Edinburgh, but there was probably a degree of tension flying around my system, wasn't there? How would you describe it?
I think the week earlier, you'd had a small breakdown, and we'd taken you to the river to rebirth you.
I forgot about that. I had a
breakdown.
It wasn't a breakdown.
To try and reset you. We put you in a cold river with the dog, which kind of helped. But you were on.
Oh, that was it. I had other stuff going on.
You had all sorts of going on.
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff going on.
And you were at a low ebb.
I was at a low ebb. I was having a hard time with things outside of work, wasn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, there was a lot of other collateral issues kicking off. I was imploding.
Yes.
So we went for a walk with the dog to the river, and then you encouraged me to jump in, didn't you?
Yes, we rebirthed.
And I swam through the river and rebirthed myself. That sounds a lot more glamorous and ethereal than it was. It was essentially a 40-year-old man splashing around in a river going, oh, that's cold. wearing a pair of unsuitable shorts.
Tea on you, my cushion.
There you go. It's gone. It's gone. They're cream. It's gone.
Okay.
So I went in the river, and then you and your good friend Colette had been espousing the virtues of hot yoga, and you got really into it.
I sound incredibly fit based on this podcast. Like I ever do is go to various fitness classes.
Don't scotch those rumours. Let people have this imaginative view of you, like kind of this. It's incredibly fit and healthy young lady in a prime rather than a 45 stone dinner lady who failed the hygiene test. So we went to this hot yoga, and you've been to the hot yoga class quite a bit, haven't you?
Yes.
And you liked it. Now, I mean, it feels like an obvious thing to say, but geez, it was hot, wasn't it?
Really hot.
How hot? I mean, we're in a room by a main road, essentially. It was very hot, wasn't it?
Yeah, really hot.
And it's very humid too.
I don't know what that means.
Humidity means a lot of water in the atmosphere. Or is it dry heat? I can't remember. It's bloody hot, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't know whether it was humid, but it was just
it's
hot. It was a hot
over
room.
40 degrees.
They've got a lot of heaters and they're all on.
Yeah, it's like being in an old lady's room and they've just left all the electric fires on.
Really hot.
Really hot, sweaty hot.
Yeah.
So I'm in a room and everyone's got bare feet and they're sweating all over the place. So I'm dealing with what everything that brings up in me. Just sweating.
Oh, your anxieties.
Oh, dirt and feet and...
I didn't even think of that.
So I'm trying to relax through all of that. I'm dealing with all of that. And it's I had to leave the room. I've not done yoga before. I was surprisingly flexible.
Yeah, I
think that might be because my joints have been superheated.
Well, that's the idea.
Yeah. But it was so hot, I had to leave the room about 3 or 4 times and literally lie on the cold floor outside and then came back in. There was a point of calm, wasn't there, at the end?
Yeah, you were weakened. And you were already weakened because after the rebirthing session, you were still struggling.
I was still vulnerable.
So you were very vulnerable. And then the lady, the teacher, of all the teachers, she's the most... spiritual, let's say,
right,
of all of them, and she's really good.
Yeah,
and when
and you cried in there before?
I have cried at yoga, not at that one, but I have cried at yoga.
Just when it really
sometimes
hurts.
Does that? No, not when it hurts. Just sometimes it does that to you,
right?
And but yeah, no, she's very good, and she's got a very lovely voice, hasn't she?
Yeah,
something really, really calming. And
very
anyway,
calming.
Once
yeah.
she'd broken you down,
yeah.
She then said, "What did she say?
Just remember, everyone." You are not your body, you are not your mind, you are not your thoughts. Now look in the mirror and ask yourself who you are. And I looked in the mirror and I saw a man in his 40s sweating profusely. And I thought, I don't know who I am. And I started crying. Which... as soon as I told you about that, instead of going, oh, that's beautiful, you just laughed at me. Like you are now. And I'm not allowed to laugh at you if you cry at yoga.
You can laugh at me if I cry at yoga. You feel free to laugh at me.
I don't think
you're going to cry at Pilates.
No.
No, I don't think there's much chance.
Okay.
So I think you're okay. I think
all right.
So that's one historical thing that can be left.
Yep.
I don't think there's much chance of you vomiting in Pilates.
Hopefully, yeah, because, again, on the podcast I've got form, haven't I?
Yeah.
Episode 3, Getting Hot and Sweaty, where I joined Helen's exercise boot camp. If you've not listened, it's a great episode. One of my favourites. Listen to it. Well, spoiler alert, but it doesn't spoil the podcast. I was sick during that, I profoundly apologise.
But, yeah, if you're sick during Pilates, I think you're ill. I don't think it'll be through exertion.
Okay, if I'm sick during Pilates, we're coming home.
Yeah.
You're taking me out.
Yeah.
Then. Okay.
48
good.
Hours.
Right.
Until you go back out again.
And do you wear pants for Pilates?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, good. I mean I like kind of proper.
What, as opposed to doing it naked?
No, not naked, but I don't know whether like you should be
Have
I
you
should
got
be
pants on.
Yeah, I've got pants on, yeah.
So why would I don't you know why take them off don't... for Pilates.
I'm going to put some clean pants on.
Okay.
Put clean pants on.
Yeah, you wear clean pants.
You wear clean pants, yeah. Not the pants you slept in.
We've got to go.
I'm very scared of smelling when I do these things.
It's half
as well.
Past 10.
Is it half 10? Right, I'll go and put some clean pants and socks on and brush my teeth.
And then we'll go.
I'm ready for Pilates.
Okay, let's.
What does it say?
Coolant.
Oh, yeah, well, I'll put some water in it.
It's been beeping a while.
Okay, it'll be fine. We'll have a look before we... We should get there, it's not far, is it? So my wife Helen is driving on the way to yoga. Pilates, and we have asked whether we can record in the session, haven't we?
I did email her, yes.
You did email her, and she said
the ladies might not like it.
And I think that's quite right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the ladies might not like it that you're there at all, let alone recording them.
Now, that's something I hadn't actually thought about, which is now something that I'm now worrying about.
Once they get to know you, my darling, they'll love you.
But it's funny.
It's a big, loud... ways.
Our car really smells, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I'm looking down here at sandwich packets. That one's mine, actually.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. The Quavers, they're not mine.
They're the children's.
And then there's an old curry tub, washed out, I should point out, with raisins. and some dried grape and some grapes that are drying out. So that, there are actually raisins and some grapes that are turning into raisins. But
yeah, an experiment.
Which almost gives us a timescale for how long they've been all been sitting there. So those raisins and what were grapes almost being now equal lets us know that as long as it takes to create a raisin from a grape is how long their grapes have been sitting in the car.
Yep. He's turned around with his feeling about this car. He used to get in every day and go, oh, it stinks.
Yeah.
But this morning he said to who we were giving a lift to, you get to come in our car, it stinks.
I'm glad, and the main thing is that they're owning it.
Exactly.
They're owning the stink.
They realise nothing's ever going to change, so you might as well find a positive.
Yep, absolutely. Do you think everyone's going to be really old?
I think they might be. I don't know. It's very, you know, it's a very remote village.
Yeah.
And it's a Monday at 11. Who's around at a Monday at 11 o'clock and available to do Pilates?
Either people who don't or can't work.
Yes.
A category that I fit into. I mean,
I mean, she said it was free. Have you got any money? She
I've
said
got no money, no.
Neither have
I've
I.
Got no money.
She said it was a free trial. That's why I emailed to book. But I hope she doesn't charge us because we haven't got any money.
Didn't bring our wallets. Oh, dear. But we could always drop some money off with her.
Yeah.
That is one of the nice things about living in this part of the world. If you do say, well, I'll pop in with some... drop you off a tenner next week, people go, oh yeah, no problem.
Oh yeah,
they tend to, you know, err on that side as opposed to thinking I'm calling the police otherwise I'll never get that tenner off you.
Yeah, well, like when you paid with euros at the garage, they let you off, didn't they, until you
they did
went back in to pay and then inadvertently stole something.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, that doesn't sound good, but that was the day when we realised I had a concussion,
wasn't
it? It was
due to
yeah.
the concussion, yes.
That was all concussion. And that's notwithstanding the fact that I'd already ridden down to the garage when I tried to pay in euros. What I was actually trying to buy, petrol, wasn't I? In a billy can full of petrol, and I tried to pay for it in euros. And I was wearing shorts, no socks, Crocs, and I was on my bicycle. And I even went to the business over the road because I was thinking about getting the second-hand version of the car that the bloke had to ask if I could have a look at the boss's car.
No, you wanted to look in his boot.
To look, see how big the boot was. So I asked the two ladies on reception that question.
Whilst holding a can of petrol.
No, I had laid down the can of petrol just outside the door. Which I think, you know, made them feel a lot more comforting that I wasn't about to set fire to the building. Can I have a look in your boss's boot? To leave my can of petrol there. Oh God, I had a concussion, didn't I?
Yeah, you had a bad concussion.
Yeah. I mentioned it briefly last week, but I didn't really go into it in any depth. But it was a strange, it's one of those amazing things, isn't it? Because like any situation, your perspective on the inside is very different from people's experience on the outside, isn't it? And whilst I thought I was kind of well aware of everything that was happening during the concussion, I clearly wasn't.
No, you thought that going to the garage and paying in euros and then stealing something was nothing to do with the concussion. So I don't know if the village hall has parking.
Right, do you know where it is?
I think we drive past a very, very small building that has a sign saying village hall.
Okay.
So I assume it's there. Beautiful.
It is very beautiful, isn't it? Yes, it's a very beautiful area. Sitting here in the valley, up above us, I see Winnett's Pass. There it is. Right.
The village hall.
Great.
Can I get in there?
Is there... No.
No.
It's very small, but you can... Oh, you get on the single yellow. Cool. Oh. Let's go do some yoga. How long have we got? We've got 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Before it starts.
You could go and ask if you could talk to them or record.
How do you feel?
I do feel a bit nervous.
You're nervous?
Yeah, my heart's going.
Is it really? I feel?
You know what? I think it is. I wouldn't feel nervous if I was coming on my own.
Yeah.
It's you.
Oh. Oh, that's... Is that sweet? That's sweet, isn't it? Is that? No, it's not sweet, is it?
It's your track record.
What track? What, crying at yoga?
Crying and vomiting. what's going to be next?
Well, doesn't leave much, does it?
It's the size of you in a small space. I know what you like in tea rooms.
Yeah.
You don't like it, do you?
I don't like tea rooms. I feel like a bull in a china shop.
Yeah.
Not a bull in a tea room.
Yeah. So I'm worried about your mental health.
You don't need to worry about my mental health. I might feel a bit compressed.
Yeah,
in there.
You might do.
And if it,
because they might be covered in talcum powder.
Oh God, and smell of lemon curd.
Yeah.
But also, if it's stiflingly quiet.
Yeah, it will be.
I'm going to struggle.
I know you are. You make pretend fart sounds.
Yeah.
When it's quiet.
And I'll be going.
You make lots of noise. I know you do. Dear. You're really loud.
Okay. Well.
It's going to be fine.
It's going to be fine, isn't it?
Yeah. We don't ever have to come again.
We never have to come again, do we?
No, this is the point, isn't it? We're going to do a new thing each week.
Yes.
That we never have to do again.
We never have to do again if we don't like it.
Yeah.
Or if we're not allowed back. That was quite telling. Just a farmer came past pulling a carriage full of, a trailer full of sheep, no doubt on their way to slaughter. And in many ways, I feel very similar, Helen.
You love it.
That was a poignant piece of broadcasting I just did there. You didn't let me have that moment.
I did. I paused. What do you want me to do? I paused.
And as we were getting our stuff out of the car and getting ourselves centred, I felt my chi was very much in balance, but Helen started to rapidly lose the plot.
What's going on? Why are you crying?
Because I can't. I don't think.
Can you do it?
I'm not going to be able to cope.
Why?
Because I'm just seeing the girl going in.
You've just what? Seen the girls going in? Why are you crying?
It's just too funny.
I'm glad.
Oh, dear me.
Excited about it.
It's really funny.
Who did you see going in?
Was it hot young mums?
There. It's just the reality. I knew that they were going to be old, but then seeing them all. It's going to be so funny.
Great.
Oh, God. I'm a bit, I don't know what's wrong.
A bit overwhelmed.
Yeah.
So can
but
you
I
just...
look like I've been crying now.
That's
so it
right.
looks like we're going to get. It looks like you're going to be some kind of. Oh, dear. I need to control myself a little bit.
You do, you need to get a grip.
Yeah.
Like me.
I know, you're really ready.
To be a bit
you?
More centred like I am.
Oh, dear.
Your eyes are still quite red.
I know. I don't think I'm going to be able to cope. I think I might have a laughing fit.
Well, let's go in. Come on, let's go in.
Hang on.
You need to get yourself together.
Yeah.
How bad can it be?
I'm going to lose it.
Don't lose it. Hang on to it. Don't lose it.
I don't think you're going to be able to do it.
You've got to compose yourself now and find your chi.
I know, because it's awful. I can't laugh when they're...
No, you can't laugh in there.
I'm laughing at them.
Absolutely, you need to get your chi together.
I know, I need to sort myself out.
Look how centred I am.
I know, you are. I'm amazed.
Centred. I'm looking forward to it. Right, let's go in.
You will get excited about all these people.
Oh, right. Apparently, yes.
Oh, dear.
Right.
Oh, there he is.
Hello.
Hiya.
You're right.
Right, well, I would like to say thank you very much to Claire for running the class.
Yep.
Really appreciate that. It was excellent. And can I say thank you to you, Helen, for taking me to my first ever Pilates class, or as it probably should be, in all fairness, termed, old lady stretching class.
Yes. Yeah. I want to apologise for my hysteria beforehand.
You were hysterical beforehand.
I was hysterical and I feel a bit bad because it might come across like I was laughing at all people, but I wasn't laughing at all people.
You were laughing at
laughing
the thought
at
of
us.
Me
yeah.
doing Pilates yeah. with older ladies.
Yeah. Yeah, and I feel bad because, you know...
It was very welcoming. Do you know what it was? It was incredibly gentle, wasn't it? It was lovely because it would appear that before there's a more intense Pilates class...
Yeah.
...that you didn't take me to. You took me to the one where... there might be more, depending on who's around each week, but three lovely old ladies did some very gentle stretching on mats... One lady stayed on her ball.
Yeah, she couldn't get down to the mat, could she?
Yes. So actually, it was a perfect first Pilates class for me, because it was essential. It was like an hour of very gentle warm up exercises
to very gentle music, like we're having a massage.
Yes, it was lovely. Can you straighten your leg? I'll have a go at that, Claire. I'll see if I can straighten my leg. Can you bring your arms up above your head? I'm going to give it a really good go. And I feel like I succeeded. I excelled in the old lady's stretching class.
Oh, it's made you feel really happy, as I can tell. But by your face.
Oh, hats off to those three girls in there for Monday morning at 11 o'clock, being in there doing a Pilates class.
Yeah.
And also, because you get to an age, clearly, where you don't actually wear sportswear for things like that anymore.
No, they were wearing...
Yeah, just wearing slacks.
Yeah, slacks and a T-shirt.
Yeah, and a top. I call it a top rather than a T-shirt.
Was it like a blouse?
One lady was wearing leggings, but the other two were wearing trousers.
They were, Betty was.
Yeah, those lovely kind of, lovely trousers that just kind of, the ones that don't appear to need ironing.
Yeah.
You never see an old lady with creases on her trousers, do you?
You get them from the little magazines, don't you, in the newspaper?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, yeah. Comfy trousers. They all went for it. And it was, it was slightly surreal and rather charming to be just gently stretching next to each other. Because it does make you realise, isn't it, you know, that you take for granted whatever, you know, I would never see myself as youthful, because as I was doing that, there was bits when they were sat on their feet and I can't sit back on my feet, because I think I've either broken my foot by banging it on a door frame a couple of times in the last few weeks.
In the last few weeks?
Yeah, I banged it a few times.
You've broken your foot in the last few weeks?
No, just the big knuckle joint of my big toe is very, very painful at the moment. So I've repeatedly stubbed my toe several times and I think I might have either bruised it or cracked a bone, but I'm just getting on with it. But it does make you take for granted your relative youth, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I felt very young.
Yeah.
Very young. I mean, we were... probably at more than half of their age.
Yeah.
They were easily in their 80s, weren't they?
Maybe. It was interesting. It's hard to put into words quite how gentle it was. It was, bless it, it was gentler than a standard warm-up you might do for any kind of exercise.
Yes.
Yes. Which is interesting. That's also a perspective on what movement might be available to you as you move into older age.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a sobering thought.
If we carry on at the rate we're going to be going at, Rob, with an activity per week for the next 16 weeks, we're going to be doing more than Pilates when we're 80.
Well, I'm wondering what we're going to be doing next week. Are we going to bridge?
No, not bridge. I've got a list of activities we can choose on.
Well, maybe we'll go home, have a cup of tea, and we can talk about them.
Okay.
Yeah. Tell you, I'll be aching from that tomorrow morning.
I didn't plan to take you to an old lady's Pilates lesson. That wasn't the plan.
So what you planned to do was go to an old lady's Pilates lesson on your own, yeah?
Yeah.
And have Rita and Betty all to yourself.
Rita, Betty and Tilly.
Great. I mean, three great
Golden
names.
Golden Girls.
Absolutely. It was, wasn't it? The Golden Girls and two young whippersnappers. A man who's over 40.
I know. Did you hear Betty?
What did she say?
As we walked in.
What did she say?
You're going to show us up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's great, isn't it? But it never fails to... amuse me when you're thought of as being a young person when you're 40. It's really funny. It just makes me giggle inside. Oh dear.
Because I went to a dance class during the day.
Yeah.
That was really busy, really busy. But likewise, was all 80-year-olds and me.
Incredible.
And that was, I felt slightly hysterical then. But I got talking to lots of lovely ladies.
Yeah.
In the breaks. We had lots of breaks.
Yeah. Which great that...
They weren't that chatty, were they? That we didn't chat,
no,
really.
No, it wasn't that way. It's a very relaxed thing, isn't it? And I'm also aware that I didn't want any of the three regular ladies to feel self-conscious of the fact that we were there.
I think they might have felt a little bit self-conscious.
Well, yeah, and I that was not intentional, and I hope that wasn't the case, because still, whenever you're doing any exercise, you know, which is committed, isn't it? You make yourself vulnerable, don't you?
Yeah.
And, you know, to the lady who was on the ball, who couldn't do a lot of the exercises. But then again, you know, probably at the same time, that might be in our head, and they're just thinking, you know, stuff it, I do this every week.
Yeah, and they're just getting into it, and that's why it's
exactly
all quiet. They're just really into it,
just focused
in a way that actually some yoga classes, when everyone's yammering on and it's a little bit annoying because you don't want to hear about what somebody's
there we go
watched on the telly or
point of order, you're the first person to complain about people talking
it.
In yoga classes, aren't you?
It, yeah,
hate it, absolutely hate it. I did make one joke.
What were which was?
When we were using these, they were like pads.
Oh, you did make a joke.
Where we were essentially doing wax on, wax off on the floor.
Yeah.
To engage the core in the... I felt it.
Yeah.
But I said, we're effectively polishing the floor for free here, aren't we? Which went down well with the ladies, I noticed. I was pleased with that. Gentle joke there. Work in the room.
See, it couldn't have been more different when I did Pilates last time about... Must have been about 6 or 7 years ago.
Right.
When we lived in London.
Yeah. Go on, what was that like?
I went to Pineapple Dance Studios and did Pilates
which
there.
Which you did try and rope me into going to many times, but I never thought I could cope with Pineapple Dance Studios.
No, but it would make a brilliant podcast. You and Pineapple Dance Studios would be amazing.
Well, I think any middle-aged man being filmed at Pineapple Dance Studios, he'd be way out of his depth,
wouldn't he? Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. I was so far out of my depth.
Yeah.
So far. It was awful. But the Pilates there was a different kettle of fish.
Yes. What was that like? Was that really intense? Like Madonna stuff?
Yeah.
Dick arms.
Yeah.
Exercises for dick arms.
Yeah.
There was no way we would develop dick arms doing that one.
No.
Perhaps it's a reaction against the insane Pilates that causes dick arms. You know, do Pilates that gently nurtures the bingo wing. I found it... relaxing, and I found it quite moving.
I did like it. Yeah. I kept thinking, oh, I quite like this.
Yeah, I was quite moved by the experience.
Yeah.
And good on Claire for hammering about the valley, up and down the villages, doing
classes.
Well, I suppose you've got to, haven't you? If you're running, you know, classes or a business like that in a place where the population is scattered, you have to move around to them, don't you?
Mm.
And keep yourself busy. So hats off to her for doing that. Has she got a website?
No, not yet. She's working.
She's not got a website.
No.
But as and when she has a website, I will endeavour to post it maybe onto a podcast.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, thank you to Claire, the exercise lady from the Hope Valley.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're home.
Ready!
Hey, Ron! Say hello to listeners, Ron. Oh, he's licking you. He's licking you, listeners!
Oh, we've only been gone an hour, Ron.
Oh.
It's true love, isn't it?
Yeah. They'd have loved you at Pilates, Ron.
Well.
Yeah.
Shall I tell you what we've got on the list?
Yes, let's wait till the kettle stops boiling.
It's all just Atmos.
Oh, it's Atmos, isn't it? Yeah. Right, so what's on the list?
So.
Let's hear them. Yeah, what's on the list?
Hey,
and maybe
spotting.
The listeners.
Yes.
So you can get in touch at podcast@robrouse.com or on Twitter, which is @robrouse on Twitter. If any of these ring your bell, listeners, email in. And tweet me at them,
yeah.
And we'll do the ones you
or
request.
Or any that you think of.
Exactly. So what's on Helen's long list?
Train spotting.
Unbelievable.
Batik.
What is batik?
It's a fabric, a dyeing process of fabrics. Flower arranging.
Cookery. Golf.
Clay pigeon.
That would be a loud podcast, wouldn't it?
Selling at auction, brackets like bargain hunt.
Okay, what about...
Both go and buy something from a charity shop and try and sell it at an auction.
Okay, that's a great idea.
I don't know how possible that is.
Buy something...
You can put things into auction, though.
Can you?
That's what they do on Bargain Hunt.
Just like David Dickens, you can take them to auction and auction them.
Yes.
Great.
Knitting.
Scrapbooking. Embroidery.
Embroidery.
Pilates.
Pilates.
Check.
Tick. Tick. Done. Exhausting.
Pottery.
Pottery.
Art or life drawing.
Life. Whenever women talk about doing something, they always say life drawing. Like when you have, like, you know, you're a group of mums that do stuff.
Yeah.
You just go, we could go there, or we could go life drawing. Life drawing always comes up.
Yeah.
So you can draw some old fella's cock and balls.
Yeah, well, that'd be fun. Philosophy.
What? How would you go and just do philosophy? Just sit around and think? Or I go to a philosophy class.
Singing lesson or a choir.
Right.
Archery.
Archery.
Circus skills or trapeze.
Oh my God, no.
Basket weaving.
Basket weaving.
First aid. I don't know why I put that in
just
there.
Just do first aid class.
I don't know why you put that in there. Embroidery.
Embroidery.
I've got embroidery twice. I'll delete that embroidery. Zumba.
Zumba.
Go to church.
Just go to church.
Or a mosque or a temple.
Yep. Sewing. I should just point for the record, Ronnie is now, Ronnie's now sat right in front of our feet, licking his penis.
Which is constantly.
Right out. Which is right out, yep.
We could go to an Amdram class.
Yes.
Windsurfing.
Windsurfing.
Sailing.
Yeah.
Visit a farm or zoo.
Visit a farm or zoo.
Dog training or doggy dancing with Ron.
Ron, would you like to, Ron, stop licking your penis for a second. Ron, would you like to do doggy dancing? Oh, it's back on it.
We could do a live escape room together. That would be brilliant. Karate.
Karate, yeah.
Climbing.
Climbing.
Tours of heritage sites or museums.
Had you been drinking chamomile tea when you made this list?
Taking Granny Bean out to see some obscure theatre, dance, cinema and review it.
I just think taking Granny Bean out
anywhere,
to anything.
She could come to any of these things.
Just getting her to stop people in the street and talk to them.
Yeah. Horse riding.
Yeah.
Carpentry or furniture making.
Yeah.
Candle making. Jewellery making.
So, like, massive brackets, crafts.
Look, you're playing with yourself as well. Stop it.
I'm not. I'm just scratching my nuts.
Ronnie's licking his penis and you're playing with yourself.
What's scratching me nuts?
Laser quest.
Laser quest.
Get a manicure or facial. I just felt like, because I quite like to do that. perform at a poetry slam.
Oh, my God, no.
Clubber size.
What's clubber size?
Clubber size is where you exercise with glow sticks in the dark to 90s clubbing music.
Okay.
Ghost walk.
I'd like to go on a ghost walk and just be really cynical all the way around.
That'd be good. Theme park. Therapy.
Ooh. Is that the last one on the list? Oh, it's at the end of the list. Therapy. Well, that's some of Helen's suggestions. If you have any suggestions of what we should go and do and make a podcast of it, email at Rob Rouse. No, it's not, is it?
Podcast@robrouse.com
or at Rob Rouse on Twitter. There we go. Any more you want to say, Ron? Clean, Ron. Ron, it's clean, mate. I'm just going to fade this out, Ron. You're not going to stop, are you?
Oh, it's a great, humid day to be eating hot soup on outside, isn't it?
Woo. It's not humid, it's just hot.
It is hot and humid.
Humidity. You're obsessed with water in there.
You just don't know what humidity is. I think that's what it is.
No, I think it's because the only reason I don't know what humidity is because you use the word so often for so many things that aren't humid.
What context would I use humid in?
It's not humid now. We've had a storm.
It is humid. It came out and it was humid. It's not a dry heat. It's an oppressive, overbearing, wet heat. Anyway, you told me to record this. I'm just recording you, how much noise it makes you make when you eat the soup.
No, you asked what we were doing next week.
Yes.
And I have organised.
Oh, you've done it. You've booked it. All right. Yes. Okay.
For Tuesday. Tuesday morning.
This is notwithstanding the list that we've just heard.
Keep your diary free.
Tuesday morning.
On Tuesday morning.
What time?
10 to 10.
10 to 10. Now, is what you're going to tell me a surprise?
I'm not going to tell you what we're doing.
I'm not good at surprises.
But I'm not going to tell you.
But that's so you're not going to tell the listeners either?
I'm not going to tell you, no. But you can decide if you tell the you can edit and tell the listeners before. But I'm not going to tell you.
You're not
going
to tell me now?
No. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to reveal, everything will be revealed on Tuesday morning.
On Tuesday morning?
Yeah.
So what we're doing next week will be revealed on the podcast.
Live.
Live, but it won't sit recorded, isn't it?
But as live.
Yeah.
On the podcast.
Right, but you made a very strong point to say that what we need to do is tell the listeners what we're doing the following week.
Well, this is called
to make them listen.
The Magical Mystery Podcast.
This is called...
Rob started to panic because he thinks I'm going to put him in a glider.
If you put me in a glider, I'm not going in. Helen did get me a glider lesson once for... a birthday, and I'm just keep eating your soup through this. And I'm ashamed to admit I did, I'd let that free ticket expire, didn't I?
Yes, that was a £60 well spent of mine.
But I did, well, I appreciated it, but I've seen them going up there, up on the hill.
But you weren't truthful. Every time I said, you said, oh, yeah, I've got to do that, yeah, sorry, and then you just...
Well, I mean, I thought I did, and then I thought hard about the reality, and I met a friend whose mum had been in a glider crash, and if anyone's had anyone in a glider crash, I sympathise immensely, and she's okay, but she sustained some terrible injuries.
She broke a spine.
She broke a spine, which is almost as bad as it gets, isn't it? And I asked if you wear parachutes, and they said no. And I just, I mean, it's bad enough you don't wear a parachute on a commercial flight, isn't it? I mean, that's kind of all you need to know about how much they give us stuff. But the thought of getting in a glider with a man in his late 50s who I didn't know, I am assuming is probably gliding out of some kind of midlife crisis, where he's with his aviators on and probably a strong smell of the last night's whiskey in the cockpit, it did not fill me. It filled me just with anxiety rather than excitement. So I let that ticket elapse.
But how much would you need to be paid in order to get in a glider?
I mean, we're talking more money than you've got.
How much?
Yeah, with thousands and thousands of monies. And if it's skydiving as well, I'm not doing that either.
What a way to live your life.
What? With a
fear?
Well, no, I mean, there are a lot of things I'm not scared of, but there are just certain things that I think I am fearful of.
It's not. I'm not going to put you in a glider.
On
Tuesday.
I mean, I'm not jumping out of a plane.
No.
Good. Thank you.
But that's all you're getting. That's all the info you're getting.
Is that all the information? Right, so, well, what a cliffhanger, listeners.
A real cliffhanger indeed, dear listeners. So it will all be revealed next week on the podcast. It will be recorded, revealed as live, recorded live. So that's when we'll find out. It's a cliffhanger indeed. Thank you so much for downloading this. I really appreciate you listening. Give us some nice feedback. Tell your friends about the podcast. Spread the word. Come and see me on tour. And until then... look after yourselves, much love, and a very good morning, afternoon, evening to you wherever you are in the world. And I know we've had a few listens in Azerbaijan. I can't tell you how happy that makes me. Lots of love. Speak to you soon. Bye.